Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Ted Santos, and I am your host of The Creative Alchemist, and we come to you every Thursday live, and we talk to you about business, the world of business, where you as an entrepreneur, a business owner, an executive, an employee who wants to have much greater insight into different aspects of your company, of your people. And whether it's a pandemic or happy days are here again, this is the place to come to learn a little bit more than what you knew yesterday. I always take this journey with my co-pilot. I never leave home without her. And her name is Lori. Lori, let them know you're here. And we always have a guest, and tonight will be no different.
So, hi, this is Lori Miller of LGC Interior Design. And I couldn't be more excited about having our guest tonight. And when I was actually doing the write-up, it was so totally true. How do you get your name on a billboard? So we're going to bring the answer to this question and more from Stephanie Cerami, who is actual president and started the International Association of Top Professionals, an amazing organization. So welcome, Stephanie. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ted and Lori. I'm so honored and blessed to be on the show tonight. So thank you.
Yes, exciting.
Thank you for joining us. Yep, pleasure to have you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Stephanie, if you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came up with this idea.
Sure. So, the International Association of Top Professionals, also known as IAOTP, we're an international networking organization that handpicks the world's top professionals from literally all types of industries all around the world. We're in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Hong Kong, Europe, Mexico, South America, Africa, and, of course, the United States. So we recognize these professionals based on their longevity in their field, their education, charity work. That's huge for us as far as how they pay it forward and other awards that they've received, other affiliations they belong to. And what we do is we'll honor these professionals and invite them into our organization. And then we brand them, we write press releases on them, get them international exposure on ABC and Fox and over 200 other media outlets. But the biggest part of what we do is we hold an annual awards gala at the end of the year, and all of our members fly in, and they're recognized for their achievements on stage. And it's a nice red carpet, black tie event. Lori knows, she stood up there last year at the Bellagio as our top interior designer. And our charity events, we do our proceeds from our tickets for our events are donated to charities each year. So that's a huge part of what IAOTP does. Some of the charities that we donate to is Thorn to Stop Child Sex Trafficking. We donate to Smile Train. You guys recently, I think, interviewed one of our honorees, Jason Van Camp, who's our top military entrepreneur of the year. And his nonprofit we're actually supporting this year, Warrior Rising, which is such a great nonprofit. Of course, Make-A-Wish, St. Jude. So there's a lot that goes into this. But the most important thing I think our organization prides itself on is the friendships and the real entrusted relationships that come out of meeting each other face-to-face. So a big part of how I got into this is I was originally going to law school, and I wanted to be a lawyer. I was going to St. John's here in New York. And my mom had just recently started working at this publishing company, Cambridge Publishing, and she said, "You know, Stephanie, I know you love to be in the law," and the work I was doing, I was originally working at the district attorney's office in Queens in the sex crimes division and the night intake. and I loved what I did. It doesn't pay the bills in New York working, you know, for the DA's office, but it was great putting the bad guys away. But my mom said, you know, why don't you just try this job? It's great. You're talking to tons of professionals from all over the world. You're interviewing them, and you have, you know, such a bubbly personality that you'd maybe be interested in doing that. So I did. I tried it out for 2 weeks, and I never returned back to law school, unfortunately, but it was great. It was really great. I worked at Cambridge Publishing for 10 years. I was one of their top sales reps, and I moved into product development. One thing with working over there, I was noticing that a lot of these professionals are so amazing, but they never got to meet each other. And their name just would go into a book, they would get a plaque, and they're not recognized any other way. You know, with the world, how it changes, their technology needed to change of how they needed to be recognized. It needed to be more dynamic. So that's where I decided to go off on my own and create IAOTP.
Awesome.
Great story.
Now, you've managed to get some of the top professionals, like some of the biggest names. How do you even get in contact with them? Like, what, you know, like if you're starting a business, obviously these would be like the kind of people that you would want to reach out to. And you've managed to not only, you know, touch their lives or, you know, be a part of it, but you're like family to them.
Oh, that really means so much to me that you saw it firsthand, Lori, and it really is. It's so special, and I'm completely humbled when I send a congratulatory letter. And, you know, there's a big vetting process that goes in because we do get a lot of applicants each month.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that a lot of these professionals that are so accomplished and are brilliant in their industry, they'll say, why me? And I'm stunned. Me and my team are always stunned because, like, Tom Girardi, you know, Al Warden,
right,
the famous Apollo astronaut, and they're like, why me? I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you not know who you are? And, you know, they're recognized internationally already, but
right,
they're so humbled with our organization, I think, because it brings, like, a reality to being recognized, really, like, on an international level and having these people come together. You know, it's one thing to, like, say it in the newspaper or on a billboard, but, like, to be recognized on stage in front of other incredible people, I think, just makes everybody even more humble and more gracious, you know. But
right,
I love them. They really are like family. And what we've been doing since COVID hit, because it's killing us that not being able to meet face to face, we'll always, aside from the gala at the end of the year, we'll host a few fundraising events. I love to. So many of our members have nonprofits, and they're just so incredible. They all know the importance of paying it forward and to give back to the community. And that's why I think they're so successful in what they do. But, you know, getting back to our luncheon events and fundraisers we would do, I love to grab one of our members and bring their nonprofit to life. And then we base, you know, our luncheon and bring everybody together to raise money towards that nonprofit for our member each year. So, COVID's been interesting. We're doing a lot of Zoom, so at least that gets us through and people get to still connect and meet each other in a little different way. But we're confident that we're going to be hugging again on stage and in real life. So, God willing, anyway. I'm sorry, what
definitely
did you say?
Hopefully soon. I said definitely,
yes.
Hopefully soon.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just brilliant. Now, I guess starting out, right, because your business now is huge, what were some of the obstacles that you had to overcome in order to start this?
Oh, God. I think one of the biggest obstacles for me would be having to do a lot of public speaking because I that was the class in college I absolutely hated. you know, being the president of an international organization requires a lot of public speaking and being on stage and then in front of all these incredible, brilliant professionals with, you know, amazing degrees, how many PhDs and doctorates and who's accomplished this and that. And it's, that was the most intimidating part and a big obstacle. I guess building your own brand, because I have always been in the position of branding other professionals and not knowing that the importance of your own brand, you know, like when people Google your name, what comes up, you know, and is it positive? Do you get positive feedback? You know, you need an online presence. Online presence is so huge. So I guess for me, it was just like learning the ropes on branding myself and learning how to do that, you know, and I joked with you earlier before saying, you know, I'm normally not the person being interviewed. I'm always the person giving the interview and trying to, you know, get exposure for our members and stuff. So yeah, that I would say is my biggest obstacle.
Ted, you have questions? Cause I'm just firing away.
Oh, no, you know, I was listening. You were saying, you know, having a presence on Google. And I remember I had scheduled an appointment with these two guys. They were friends working in two different companies. One was a CEO. The other one was a CFO. And I guess about 2 days before the meeting, the CEO sent me an email and said, we're going to cancel the meeting because my buddy Googled you and couldn't find your name. And they literally canceled the meeting with me. So that was a really valuable lesson. And I actually started writing articles for that. A few of them were published in the American Management Association. What it just ultimately did was it changed someone not being able to find me ever again. So I was Googleable. from that time on.
Is that
so,
a word?
So, yeah. So, I had to do that for myself, right? So it sounds like you do a great job of doing that for other people. Like, so, you know, I lost a meeting, literally lost a meeting because someone couldn't find me. So you give people accolades and real recognition. So if I had recognition from an organization like yours, then I would clearly have credibility with the people who canceled the meeting.
Well, Ted, definitely we'll talk to Lori because being a member, that's how we also, you know, aside from the vetting process, and I have an IT team and research team that looks for these professionals, you know, from all over the world. But the biggest part is our honorees are able to nominate up to 5 to 10 professionals that they feel. And after reading your bio, you're so impressive. The both of you guys, you know, are so impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's really amazing what you do. So, yeah, I feel your pain. It's hard trying to talk about yourself, you know.
Right. I mean, I resolved it. I mean, that incident happened literally, it was 2005. So, you know, by 2006, they were stuffed, and by 2007, I was all over the place. But that was, you know, me writing articles and getting in the American Management Association. When you have another organization that endorses you, which is what you've done, so you've created an organization that it endorses people peer to peer, right? And with your awards, I mean, there's no way that someone can say you have no credibility when they come through your organization. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
Oh, for sure. And that's why
right.
The caliber of people that we have is bar none. You know, a lot of our professionals will always say to me they belonged, you know, to other organizations and nothing comes close to what they experience with IAOTP because of not just the recognition that we give them. I mean, we do other things aside from the award gala. I don't think I touched too much on it yet. But we have TIP Magazine. It's Top Industry Professionals Magazine, which is an international publication that we give all of our members exposure and articles in. We also launched TIP Radio about a year and a half ago. And then we get our professionals up on the famous Reuters building in Times Square. So that's a really great thing. Our members coming to New York.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing because originally I had found I hooked up with this guy at the Reuters building as a networking contact, and I said this would be really great for our members to have their photo and their title like up in lights right on 43rd
wow.
and Broadway. I mean, that's right where the ball drops is where our billboard is. It's amazing. And when I went there, I tried out my billboard was up first, and I'll never forget one of my friends, I posted it on Facebook and she goes, oh, that's great. What app is that? I go, what app is that? Are you kidding? My face was on 43rd and Broadway. What app is that? So I brought my creativeness and I said, that's it. I got to take a picture in front of the billboard as my billboard goes up. So that's when I started bringing all my members down. I said, you got to come in this Friday, 8 a.m., stand right in front of it. We're going to snap lots of photos. And, you know, it's a very powerful networking tool and marketing tool for these professionals. That's, you know, you made it when you're on a billboard in Times Square, you know. So, and then we celebrate.
Absolutely.
I take them out for some champagne and at the plaza in the champagne room. Before COVID, of course, you know, it was a free-for-all, but one of the other exciting things that we do, you know, with our members.
Cool. When you're on the billboard, you get to sing Frank Sinatra's song, I Did It My Way, right? And I'm here.
That's right. That's,
New, you get two
I'm going
songs,
to have to put
get,
that on my
get
Pandora.
New York, New York.
Yes, yes. Oh, I love it.
That's so true.
So,
yeah, Lori, we need your face on the billboard. We have to do that this year as soon as
sure.
So as impressive as it is that what you've done, and you just told us about TIP, and you know there's a talk show, there's print, is there what's next for you? Where are you looking to move your organization?
You know,
I
fight with myself every day because I'm always trying to outbeat and outdo myself year to year. And I really don't know. You know, we do also video biographies for our members. I really would love to get, I think, a camera crew team now to visit a lot of our members and go to their homes now that some may be fearful of flying and attending events and maybe doing something along those lines. I'm not really, really sure, but I don't know. I'm happy where we're at, but I know to be successful, you got to keep pushing and got to keep going, you know? So Ted, that's your forte and I'm going to need your help to break through my barrier and reach into my next level because, I'm in that, I think in the COVID rut, kind of like, I thought everybody was kind of at their peak level, right? I feel like with a lot of our professionals too, they were at their peak level and then this terrible thing happened to the world and crushed us. So we have to pick up the pieces, I think, and come together and just rebuild.
Well,
yeah, it's
you know,
funny
and
you say that.
Go ahead, Laura.
Oh, go ahead. No, I was going to say, it's funny that you say that, like, you know, people were at their peak level. It was like, almost like everything was going right. And then it was like, put the brakes on, right? So I was, for myself, like I was supposed to speak in Miami. I was supposed to speak in Chicago. I was teaching my class. I was And then it was like, wait, what do you mean you're taking that away from me and I can't do it anymore?
I know. And the heartbreaking thing is, you know, with our members, a lot of them are very successful and you know, that COVID hasn't impacted as much as some of our other members. So, you know, there's
right.
people that were the travel industry, for example, our poor mm-hmm. top VP in events who does all celebrity A-list parties in LA. I mean, her industry's crushed. And
right.
in Los Angeles, you know, they're not opening anytime soon, just like New York City. So it's really just devastating to see people either like they don't know what industry or what to even do with themselves at this point. Like, a lot of them kids saying, we wrote a children's book. Our last Zoom call was last week, and at least three of my members were like, yeah, during COVID, we decided to write a children's book, which is amazing. It's just completely out of their field. You know, one's a scientist that has, like, the cure for cancer. You know, other one is a lawyer. So, you know, not your typical educator or author
right.
or writer that mm-hmm. wrote a children's book. But it's, you know, it's interesting. And what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And I'm confident that we'll bounce back, you know, from this. It's going to take us a little bit, but hopefully we'll get back to normal.
Yes, we will.
Well, you know,
you are eternal optimist.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ted. I just said Stephanie's the eternal optimist.
Yeah, it's amazing how chaos or breakdowns, problems can actually cause you to be more than what you would normally be. And so when I was asking you what's next for you, you're exploring avenues that perhaps you normally wouldn't, except those things create new opportunities. You were talking about doing videos. So, you know, that may be a way to have people more intimately connected than they normally would, even though being face-to-face is an intimate way to get to know someone. But now you're talking about letting the person into your world, right? So just meeting face-to-face doesn't necessarily mean you're in my home and can see my world and, you know, how I live.
Oh, yeah.
So, and, you know, this picture here or this one thing that I treasure or some family heirloom. So it does create a new sense of belonging where people can be connected differently than they normally are. So, you know, the social distancing.
And thank God for Zoom, honestly. I think Zoom
right.
was such a huge hit for so many people in so many different industries, you know, that even education.
Right.
I mean, aside from being the president of IAOTP, I have two beautiful kids. One is 5, trying to start kindergarten next week, and my son is 7. And the hardest thing for me and my husband was homeschooling. I mean, that was – I got to give it to teachers. I mean, it's incredible. My first grader, I couldn't believe the amount of work that he had, 4 or 5 hours of work. And then, you know, I was always a nerd in school. I did very well in school, but I'm like, first grade math, really? What is this coming for? Me and my husband wanted it. So that was definitely an interesting challenge. But, you know, finding a balance, thank God for my husband. And my husband's such a support system. I wouldn't be able to run this organization without him, and he helps. He's the head COO also of IAOTP, so he took over. He was a residential commercial contractor. He owned his own contracting company. He built Hanu in Huntington, Casey's in Rockville Center, a lot of big-time restaurants, and he does beautiful work. But I said, babe, I really need your help. So he finally retired. And then COVID hit. I said, okay, well, instead of doing stuff for me, now you got to homeschool the kids. Sorry. So it was very, very interesting what happened with us. But I'm trying to think what else to touch upon. Like I said, this is my first radio interview.
No, you're doing great. You know, it's funny because everyone talks about, you know, the teachers beyond have been more than appreciated during COVID, right?
So, here
you are, right? You were, an attorney in the legal field, and you started this amazing company, and you're like, I couldn't do their homework.
It's unbelievable what these teachers do, and what they have to face with now is crazy because, you know, of course you have the fear of, am I going to catch something? Am I going to bring it back? There's just so much. This COVID pandemic really played such an emotional roller coaster, an anxiety roller coaster, I think, for the majority of everyone in the world, you know?
Right.
But the first month, I was crazy. I didn't leave my house. I had my groceries delivered. I Cloroxed everything. And by April, it was my little one's birthday. I said, you know, they do the birthday drive-bys. So, of course, we had the birthday drive-by. But I always try to take it a step above. So I got a DJ for her in the front yard. And I said, all the kids just run around my yard. It's fine. And they have their little vans running around. But, you know, kids need to be kids, too. You know, it's got to
Let me ask you. So, you know, I think none of us ever completely outgrow the kid in us, right? So one of the things that we know that's important is acknowledging our children. I think you know where I'm going with this, right?
You created an
organization that somewhat fulfills the child in us and being acknowledged. So, like, what was your intention behind creating it, and what is it that you like your members to walk away with? Like, what are the sort of takeaways, impressions? Like, what's the value you would really like your members to get out of it? So, what was the intention, and what's the value you like your members to take away from your organization and events?
The original intention when we started IAOTP was not just to give somebody an award to hang in their office and to write their biography that goes into a book that they don't get for five more years where their information becomes obsolete, because that's the world of publishing of where I came from. I wanted members to be recognized not only online, so I brought the press release dynamic where when people are Googling their names, the positive press is coming up, that they're recognized for this award. But I also wanted these members to feel appreciated, that it's not the amount of your degrees that you have, and it's based on what you've given back to your community, because all of our professionals, I mean, they get so excited to help somebody else and to get somebody else successful in their career, and they have such a joy in that. So when I started this, I really didn't know what was going to become of it and what the gala was going to look like. Were people going to get along in different industries? Are people going to be jealous or envious? And the most beautiful thing that I saw year to year is that every single one of these members are the most humble and gracious human beings you'll ever meet in your life. And talk about generosity, people just wanting to help each other. For instance, our doctor of the year, Dr. Shanaz Rustamova, she runs the most successful OBGYN and cosmetic clinic on 57th Street in New York City. And she has a nonprofit where she goes to Haiti and she brings her team and she helps these in this third world country, set up these villages of women, gives free medical health care, brings clean water, tries to help them maintain a sustainable living environment. So she like brings chickens and food and shows them how to grow. And she's incredible what she does. And at one of our galas, she met our top designer of the year who designs Calvin Klein's house. He was also the restoration artist for Pablo Picasso's house in Spain, or in France, rather. And the two of them met. You wouldn't think that our top designer from Belgium would have anything to do with our top doctor, who's a gynecologist, right?
In New York City.
And they met, and Guido was working on, Guido is our top designer from Belgium. He was working on self-sustainable housing. That was his new design that the head government of Belgium had appointed him to make these houses with solar roofs that collect water, and his rainwater system filtered out to make actual clean drinking water from rainwater. And then he had these greenhouses. Everything was in this house. Like, you didn't need a utility company with this design. So him and Dr. Rustamova met at the gala, and he needed somebody to try out his design. And Dr. Rustamova was like, I need houses for our people that we help out in Haiti. So the two of them went and collaborated, and they're changing lives in Haiti. I mean, it's incredible.
Wow.
And that's just one success story. Yeah. I mean, another story last year, and it's more on just to show you two strangers and how it happened. Jan Pack is our top nursing professional of the year. She had just met Randy Ward, who's been an honor member with us for such a long time. She's such a great supporter of IAOTP, and she was our female visionary of the year and our top educator. And Randy's husband, now we're at the Bellagio, we're at the meet and greet for the gala. The night before, we always host like a little meet and greet. And Randy's husband had severe pneumonia. And who knows, at this point, I look back at it and I think he really had COVID. But he was rushed to the hospital, and they're finding everything wrong with him. And he says, listen, I want you to go to Las Vegas. This is important for you. And of course she was like fighting back the tears, like, no, I'm not going to leave you. And sure enough, when she came back, I mean, he died like a few days after, but Jan took Randy, and cause she was a mess the whole weekend. I mean, I can't, and just to show you like the compassion that our members have, the hugs, the support, and everybody's here. Just even on some of our Zoom calls, our members, I always want them to share with us what's going on their side of the world and how are they feeling, like anything they're feeling anxiety-wise. And, you know, a lot of them have been dealing with depression and anxiety. And, you know, that's why I want all of our members to always know we're always here. They're a huge support system behind you. The collection of people that we have. I mean, if you ever need a lawyer, you ever have a family member that gets sick with cancer, we have scientists, the best of the best we have at our fingertips. So it's really, it's an incredible thing that it turned into more than just an award. It's way more than just an award.
Sounds like you created a very strong sense of community.
Oh, yeah. We're family. It's not even a community anymore. All of us, we're completely family.
Very nice. Good. Lori?
No, I was going to say, so, you know, I mean, here we are, Ted and I do this for entrepreneurs, people starting out. And, you know, just to piggyback on what Ted said, like, you've created a sense of community. You've, you know, you created people who, you know, enjoy, right, the process and who really look at this of value. What qualities do you think you carry? I mean, I know, right, because I know you personally. But what qualities do you think you carry into that that, like, a leader could use to foster that into their company?
That's a tough one. I mean, I would hope that my genuine compassion and belief in them, I think, gives everybody that strength and community feel that, you know, I'm coming from an Italian family who always will shove lots of food in your face, like come to this, lots of hugs and kisses. And, you know, and that's the community we have created where people feel comfortable enough and trust us enough. You know, they trust us with their brand and promoting them. And I think that's huge. You know, I'm so blessed and honored and humbled that these outstanding, brilliant people do entrust me to, you know, write press releases about them and their biographies and do customized video biographies on them and try to showcase them and do their lifelong story of achievement and success and give it some justice. So I hope I make them proud of what I do, and I hope they know how much I love and appreciate each and every one of them. Are very special to our organization and my team. I couldn't do anything without my amazing team, and they're all working remotely in Jersey, in Spain, on Long Island, in Florida. They're all spread out all over the place, and you know, I just have an amazing support system between the team, my family, God, of course, and I've had great mentors along the way. At the DA's, it started in the DA's office too. I had great mentors. When I met Tom Girardi, he was a huge, huge mentor for me. And not only that, he was like my first celebrity member that I got, and I was just like stunned because people are like, oh, his wife Erica is from The Housewives. I'm like, I don't watch The Housewives. I have watched Erin Brockovich, that his whole life story is based on, you know, like The Biggest Case. So it was so surreal to meet him and now to call him a real dear friend that I can call up for advice. And, you know, he's just the most humble, gracious human being on the face of the planet. So he's been a huge supporter of IAOTP and a huge mentor for me.
So awesome.
So when you're writing press releases and you're promoting your members, my assumption is it's really difficult to sell or promote something you don't believe in. So
oh God,
what's
yeah.
the criteria?
I mean,
exactly. So there has to be what I'm getting at is like, how do you choose, how do you know it's someone you can really believe in to bring in as a member, as part of the family? Is there a criteria?
Well,
is there certain personal characteristics? Does it matter what their business? You know, I'm just trying to get some insight. What are you looking for?
So, well, we're always looking for the whole package. So, I mean, you can't just have a million degrees from Harvard and won a million awards from this organization and that organization. I mean, there's so much more that comes into play. But when somebody is of interest to us and they're fitting the, okay, they have 30 years experience in the field, they do have the degrees, they do belong to a lot of organizations, they're active in their community, they're giving back, they have a nonprofit, they're involved with this, they're an author, they're a keynote speaker. So we're looking for that whole package, but that's why we always will send a letter acknowledging that they're being considered, and then we'll congratulate for the category that we're looking at them on. But in order to finalize and induct them in, we do a phone interview, because I do feel you could find out a lot about a person through a phone. You could kind of feel, I don't want to say like if they're cocky, but you know what I'm saying? Like if they're not humble, if they're not gracious, if they're like, it's almost expected, or they're so high and mighty, we tend to stay away from that because nobody got to where they are by themselves. It takes a village for anybody, and I think that quality has been successful in the types of people that we have attracted and that we induct. I think for the most part, we've been so blessed and lucky that everybody has been a huge asset to our organization. You know, I did also want to make a little comment. I know Lori had brought it up. We had the famous Apollo astronaut, Al Warden, and he had passed right before COVID hit, and he was such an amazing person, too. I know Lori got to hang out with him last year at the gala, but I just wanted to bring up that amazing person because we would like to honor him and for everything he did with that. I am trying to get my book published for the end of this year. It was supposed to be released before COVID hit, but it is in the works. It's called The Bombshell Diaries, How to Stay Classy, Sassy, and a Little Badassy. And it's just a fun guide, advice.
So is that the part of the total package? You've got, so we want you to be humble, a little sassy, a little ass, a lat, you know, the a-hole, a little bit of
an
a-hole.
Got to be classy, sassy, and a little badassy, yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, you have to have a little bit of that in you. Hey, and this is New York.
You have to.
Right? Hey, forget about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little fun guide. You know, it talks a little bit about what I dealt with, going into the publishing industry and the law and things, but it's mainly how to juggle your time being a mom, being a wife, being a boss, and just learning how to, you know, cook, clean, do it in some heels and put some makeup on and, you know, be a boss and turn around. So it's a fun little book. I just haven't finished everything completely because COVID hit right when I was in the middle of it, but hopefully it'll be released by the end of this year. So I will get a copy once it's out.
Perfect. Look forward to it. Anything with classy and assy in the same sentence has got to be interesting, right? So
it's got to be a little fun.
Aside from the rhyming.
You just
said something. You're married. Maybe you said it. How long have you been married?
It's 2013, so 7 years.
7 years. All right. Well, congratulations because you're.
Thank you.
You're batting much better than many people out there, right? Right. So. So here's the question. I'm listening to you saying, cook and clean and heels, right? So I'm listening to this woman who has. Some competency. You have some capacity for being classy and assy, an executive, and a mom, you know, who is traditional and heels, cooking and cleaning, like all of this wrapped in one woman. So what are your feelings about women playing traditional roles? Do you have any aversions towards that? I mean, you're a businesswoman at the same time. So what are your feelings about being a traditional woman?
That's what this book touches upon because I had read a book. So just to give you a little background, I was engaged prior to my husband. And thank God I called off that wedding. It was really bad, but I did the right decision. And what I had learned from that, I picked up this book from Steve Harvey, and I think it was called Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. And I read that book, And I said, oh my God, my whole life I've been doing everything wrong. And I said, this is why I haven't found Prince Charming, you know, because always a very independent person. I was the woman going on a date and like, I want to pick up the bill. I always like, you know, I'm not waiting for the man to open up the door for me. Like, I'm just, I was very independent. And that is a great quality for old people to be independent. But what I did realize reading the book from Steve Harvey and what really changed my mindset was you still have to be a little submissive if you want a man to take care of you. Because, of course, these women, you know, they want to hold the job and be respected of owning their own paycheck. But then on the same foot, they want the man to take care of them and buy them diamonds and take them on vacations and things, right? So
right.
I realized that I am a strong woman, independent. You could be a breadwinner, but then at the end of the day, you have to be like, honey, I can't open up this jar of pickles. Can you help me? And, you know, let a man feel like he's taking care of you, because making them not feel that they're a man, like, you know, a guy's sole purpose, he wants to feel like he's protecting his family, that he's providing for his family. So I think that's what makes me and Chris, our marriage, very special, is we're always showing appreciation for each other of,
okay,
you know, he'll cook one day, I'll cook one day. And I'll always say, you know, babe, thank you so much for cooking. Because it's some people just, at the end of the day, they're so tired and cranky and they forget of what the other person had went through, you know. So I think that's really important, just to show each other appreciation and to always keep that. And my motto at the end of the day is always kiss me goodnight, no matter what you're fighting about. You know, it could wait till tomorrow, but you're going to kiss me goodnight. I don't care how mad you are at me. So
that's like a relationship rule. Like, it's a policy that's written in stone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a fun little book. I got to finish it, but hopefully before the end of this year, it'll be out.
Well, if we continue for sure, before the end of the year.
What happened? I don't know. My phone broke up a little bit.
If we continue with COVID, for sure it'll be done before the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially if I don't have the gala to plan for the rest of the year, I'll have some extra
right.
time for sure.
Right,
Sure.
Absolutely. You know, I have that sign in my house, too. It says, always kiss me goodnight. And
I have it hanging right above my bed. Yes. Absolutely. So,
yeah, I think that's a big thing.
So I want to know, Ted and Lori, how did you guys meet?
Oh, Ted, get it.
Lori, you can tell the story.
No, you tell it better. We're going to go back and forth like an old married couple.
Oh, I love it.
So I, you know, as a therapist, I was struggling with running a business and I didn't have the skills. I really kind of needed something and I didn't know what. I had taken Tony Robbins. I had looked into some other things. I had done some, you know, whatever, different classes. I'm always into education and growing and learning. And one of my very dear friend and mentor three of my mentors had said to me, you have to do Landmark. So I didn't question it. I didn't know what it was. I didn't care. Three of my very, 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 you know, top mentor people who I look up to said, you have to do this. So I didn't even question it. So I picked my ass up and I went to a meeting and I enrolled. And it was Landmark is a 3-day, I guess almost 4, curriculum. And it goes from 9 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. And it's based on the premise of you don't know what you don't know until you know it. So you're sitting in a room with 250 or more people, and you're doing all of these intense role plays and exercises and journaling and all of these things. And it's an amazing program. Like Verizon sends their employees. Lululemon was born out of it.
Oh, cool.
The fire department was sending people after 9/11 just to help you, you know, grow. So here I am coming out of this meeting at 9 o'clock at night. It's the dead of winter. I have this big fur coat on. It has spots on it. And it almost has like a huge collar. So I come up the steps and this man screams from above, "Here comes the queen." So I've kind of been asking the universe for the prophet, and I was writing to the prophet every single day saying, "Could you please help me?" Because I really wanted to grow the business. I just didn't know how. I was emailing him. I was filling out the form every day. I was like, the prophet has to come help me, right? So Marcus Lemonis, if you're still listening. So here I am, and I meet Ted, and Ted turns around, and we're talking, "What do you do?" Blah, blah, blah. Because I'll talk to anybody, especially someone who calls me a queen, right?
Right.
So, and sure enough, Ted is like the prophet. So, you know, he looks at businesses, he goes through, he does investments, he buys whatever. And I'm like, "You have to help me." So here we are. I don't know. It's got to be 9 or 10 years later.
Wow.
A long time. And Ted has been my coach and business mentor since then.
Oh, Ted.
And then
I definitely need Ted in my life then, too.
Well, and then one night, Lori called me up and said, "Ted, let's do a talk show." I'm like, "Really?" She's like, yeah, we'll do it a bit about, it'll be about business, and you have these skills, I have this, I'm an entrepreneur, you are, and, you know, so I said, "Well, we need to like sort of flesh things out. We need to talk about it more." So we spent it didn't just like happen like overnight. We talked about getting the bugs out and all that. And so here we are. We started right sort of at the beginning of the pandemic. Right in.
Yeah.
So great.
Not even intentionally, but it was the beginning.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing that you guys created. And, you know, thank you guys so much for thinking of having me on this show. And it was really cool. Really, really cool.
So
yeah.
if people would like to get a hold of you, right? So, and I know you really said what you're looking for, but do you have competing industries, you know, companies in your membership? So what do you... what are like one or two things that people would know that they're qualified, and then what's your contact information and how do people get a hold of you?
Well, on our website, if you go IAOTP.com, there is a consideration form because we do want people to feel if they are qualified to submit their resume, and we look it over. We normally ask for some references that way. If they know a member who has been honored with us, I would say to get in contact with that member and have them nominate you. And our members send in nomination forms all year round. And then I'm very reachable via LinkedIn and Facebook. I'm always open to meeting new people. You know, we're not all stuck in, we're just looking for people in this profession or that profession. Our industries actually each year change, you know, so sometimes people will be like, "Well, who was the top professor of the year, you know, 5 years ago in chemistry?" And maybe we didn't have the top professor of the year in chemistry because we decided
right.
to have a top paleontologist of the year, you know, so we're always looking in different industries, different fields in different demographic areas. You know, so yeah, they could get in touch with us on IAOTP.com and fill out the form. They can call us. Our phone number is all over the internet. If they just Google IAOTP and yeah, that's the best way. Also LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. So through social media, they could submit a resume or contact myself, my team. They're all over Google, IAOTP. Our team comes up.
And how do you get on a billboard in Times Square? What do you have to do?
Oh, so once we induct a person, so Ted, for example, if I made you top business consultant of the year, we do the press release on you. We send you the crystal piece. We'll start doing a video biography on you in a month or two. And then we'll try to put you in on the schedule for that year to get you on the billboard. So we have a time slot every month, and our members go up. Some members go up more than once a month. Some, like, for instance, Tom Girardi is up all month long every month. So really it's all about how much exposure each of our members want, but we just put them up there and we tell them to come on down and visit it. But if they can't come, we take photos, we take videos, because obviously we know not everybody could travel to New York, but their
right.
photos and videos are documented so they could use it on their website and on their social media platforms. And everybody says that's just the coolest product and service that we do, especially it becomes like an event, also like a networking event, because they come to the city, they stand in front of it, and it's really an awe-dropping moment. I have teared up a few times because I've seen a lot of my members tear up, and I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm providing this moment for them. Like, this person
wow.
who's dedicated 50 years in the medical industry, and he's top cardiologist, and he's just looking at me like, I can't believe, and I'm like, are you kidding? Of course your face should be up on this billboard. And like, you know, I'm providing that moment that they see it. So it's so cool. It's one of the best moments for me is when I go to Times Square with them. And then I always love to take them out for lunch or for dinner to celebrate that moment. And they're so appreciative, always. Our members are so appreciative of just the things I do for them to help promote them, you know, and it's crazy. They're in awe that they were selected for the award, but I'm in awe that they don't expect it, you know?
Right.
Interesting. Wow. So congratulations on that. Loved having you here, having a chat with Lori
oh,
and I,
guys
and talking about the things that you've done, you've accomplished, all the accolades and the acknowledgement you've given to people who've dedicated their lives to a craft. So I think that's a really big deal to create that kind of platform. So I want to say thank you to you for making that happen.
Well, thank you, Ted, and thank you, Lori. I'm very honored and humbled to have been a guest on your show and to finally come out of my shell of doing my first radio interview. So thank you for giving me that experience and breaking me out of my shell. And yeah, Ted and Lori, we're going to get your faces on the billboard next. So we'll be in touch with that too.
And now... I'm only even visualizing Classy and Assy on a billboard in Times Square.
I think that's
oh,
great.
Yeah. Maybe you could help me design the cover for the book.
Maybe you don't
I'm
want
in
me
for
to
that,
do that.
Too.
Maybe not. Maybe that's
I'll
not a good
design
idea.
The cover. That's it. That's great.
Yeah, let Lori do it. You don't want me to do it.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you guys so much. This was really such a fun thing for me to do. So thank you for giving me that experience. Putting
oh
a notch
God.
On my belt
thank
for this.
And
Ted,
pleasure.
I am going to need I need the profit I need the profit work of how to go to the next level. So let's keep it.
Yeah, Lori, I'd recommend Ted.
Yes. Lori created
you guys
some big shoes for me.
You have each other's number.
Yeah,
all
no,
right,
thank
perfect.
You guys so much. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks
perfect.
To everyone who listened. And
thank
have a good evening, everyone. Take care. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.